What's up, guys? This is Da Vinci Neptune once again. I'm gonna be doing a lot more content because I feel like my body right now is at a really good physiological state where I can handle a lot more stress, a lot more pressure, a lot more. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I think that my spirit body is finally at a really good point where it's evolving past the kind of fear-based and the emotional state issues I was having. So right now, like in my stomach, it feels like a balloon, or it feels like I'm out of that kind of, because I was in the transformation vibration for a long time, and that it feels very uncomfortable. There's certain parts of the vibrations that I don't like, and my vibrate like I'm very sensitive. I pick up on vibrations very easily. So in fact, I absorb people's energies way too fast. Meaning I could be in a good mood and then just looking at someone and I absorb their energy. Now this is a form of psychic, but I don't know how to handle this sort of thing just yet. So they call it empath, but my form of energy tracking is a little too intense. And it's just too I easily pick up on people's like energy. But right now, like I seem pretty good. I think I got a couple ways to handle the issues I was having, because I was having a lot of issues regarding that my physical, my spiritual body, which is I feel like was just like not able to handle the stress load that I was doing. But yeah, so like one thing that I've been really thinking about lately is just it's kind of like just have fun again, like just explore life, make life a journey, and just have fun. That's what it's about. It's about collecting these experiences that are fun, that help you grow and you learn. I'm at a certain point in my spirituality where life is kind of weird and kind of creepy. That it's kind of like, it's like, what the fuck? It's, you know, this stuff is a little crazy. So from what I think, from what I understand is that, know, your universe is really, or it's just really yourself. Every single character or every single person in your universe is really just yourself duplicated or cloned. But my question is, then, are we interacting with other people? Or are we just interacting with ourselves through other people? Right? And that's a really good question. Because I mean, everyone is really yourself. And I've also, another question I've been pondering about is loving yourself. Right? There's that phrase. To love yourself. And I've been really pondering on that, because, like, what is love? And I'm trying to formulate a sentence around it. How did it go? So I was thinking, like, what is love? Like, do I try a different experiment. So I try completely focusing on the other person, and that wasn't love. That was self-sacrificing. Then I focused on just being yourself, but still making the other person happy. And this one I found to be the right answer. Now I'm still fine-tuning this. I'm still fine-tuning my understanding of this, but this one seems like it's the right answer, where it's like you want to keep your ID without the ego, you could say, meaning you want to be a true expression of your authentic self. But once you are that, like for example, like, you know, maybe you are, I don't know, like you're a sports person. Your personality reflects that. Then you just naturally go around and doing that. But one thing that gets in the way is our egos and our self-concept of ourselves, and also our fear base, our emotional bodies, and basically a lot of it is the human issues. What do I call that? It's just when we are not spiritually evolved yet, and we're still on stuck on the human stage. This is when a lot of issues really manifest when it comes to like evolving and just trying to get to the next level. So yeah, these are some of my thoughts lately that I've been having. Any questions or comments, feel free to drop them down below, and visit me on prosperitylifeas.com. Thank you very much. This is Da Vinci Neptune signing out.